station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, July 24th.
Happy hump day.
Yeah, you always remind us of that one, huh?
I do.
Is that your favorite day of the week?
That's my Wednesday usual, yeah. You're probably going to hear that once a week.
Okay.
On Wednesday, every week.
So you always pay attention to that, right?
Yeah, I do. I don't know why. It's just, you know, the middle of the week.
That's true. Yeah. Do you have a favorite day of the week?
I think we talked about this before. I think I said I liked Wednesdays and Fridays.
Okay. Well, Wednesday is a pretty curious choice in my book. But, you know, I mean, what can I say? You know, I actually like Friday because it's before the weekend.
Yeah. Who doesn't love Friday?
Yeah, I know.
TGIF.
I know. So a couple more days and Friday will be around here again.
Yeah. That's why I like Wednesday too, because it's only 2 days from Friday.
Okay. But then Thursday is one day from Friday, you know?
Yeah, but Thursday is just kind of like one of those random weird filler days.
Yeah.
You know, like there's really nothing like significant, like scheduling wise, about like Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know what I mean? Because Mondays are known to be, Mondays. Like, it's the start of the work week. At least, I don't feel that way, though. I don't mind Mondays, because I don't mind being here.
Yeah. I know. But, I look forward to Mondays, too, you know?
Yeah. But I feel like Tuesdays are like a nothing day. And then Wednesdays, like, it's the middle of the week. Uh-huh. And then Thursdays, whatever. And then Friday is Friday.
Okay. And the weekend is
and
just
the week,
foregone
well,
conclusion.
You know, the weekend's the weekend.
Yeah. That's good. Well, so how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Another sunny day out there, and it hasn't been as hot as I was afraid it would be. You know, it's actually been pretty nice.
Yeah, it has.
So, but where you are, it's about 20 degrees lower, so you don't have to worry about being
true.
Hot anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the valley is always significantly hotter.
I know. It's like most of the city doesn't have air conditioning, do they? I mean, it's like older buildings, and they don't have air conditioning because they seldom really need it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, especially like by like the beach and stuff and those areas, they don't need air conditioning.
Right.
No.
Do you have air conditioning in your place?
This is sort of a sore subject for me. My building, it's not like super old or anything, but I have like a, you know, air conditioning unit, but my place, it's pretty decently sized.
Right.
So I've got like the little, you know, unit that's by like the window next to like the front door.
Right.
You know, for when you first walk in. And then, so I have that, but it just sometimes doesn't cut it. So I have this huge fan that it's like on the floor.
Uh-huh.
So I turn on the air conditioning. And then I put the fan in front of the air conditioning because it's really powerful.
Right.
And then, you know, in the kitchen above my kitchen table, I have, you know, like a ceiling fan going there.
Okay.
And
so
then
you have a lot
I have
of circulation,
another little fan in my bathroom for when I'm getting ready.
Uh-huh.
And then another fan in my bedroom because it just gets so freaking hot in my place.
Yeah.
It's, oh my gosh, it's unbearable sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
yeah,
I take everything back. I guess it does get hot.
Yeah, no, I think it's, I think it might be because, you know, it gets hotter on like where my, like my bedroom side is and where the bathroom is because it's later on in the day.
Mm.
So it's like when the sun is setting and it's just like
and
glaring right on it. And I just, oh, I cannot cool it down. It's a nightmare. But yeah, those are, okay, yeah, I've got like a million fans going. It's a little ridiculous.
I know, and it can get pretty hot too. Do you ever blow dry your hair? I mean, do you have to deal with that heat as well?
No, I don't, you know? Actually. I try not to. I try to keep my hair healthy. You know, I feel like it's bad enough that I curl it almost, you know, all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's like I try to let it air dry.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because I know that makes me really hot when I, you know, when there's a blow dryer. I mean, I don't use it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't need a blow dryer.
No, I don't need to. But no, I mean, either I remember from a younger age when I had longer hair or just, you know, from being around it, you know, when people use it and stuff. And God, it's hot, man.
Yeah.
You know, it heats up the whole house. That's why I was wondering. But yeah, so, I mean, there's nothing like central air, you know, obviously. But but we live with what we have. What can I tell you, you know? But yeah, air conditioning, I mean, it is a must here in the valley, that's for sure. You know, otherwise you die here. You know.
Yeah. Hey, so, we match again today. I just noticed.
Oh, we do, huh?
Yeah.
Red.
We both have red on.
Oh, okay. Well, that's people will never see it because we're not taking a picture with
the
guests today.
That's true. That's very true.
So you'll have to see it again. We'll have to wear it again for another occasion. We do have a guest on the phone that's going to be calling in a few minutes, a matchmaker, and she's supposedly world-renowned. So we'll talk to her and see what's going on with the matchmaking
nice.
Field this year.
Nice. Yeah, let me tell you, there's some people out there that need some serious help, man. I was out last night, and it's just, I mean, gosh, I can't even actually believe that this happened. Like, you know. It's just, I don't know. I don't even know where to begin.
Okay,
but
well,
it was,
did
kind
you go
of funny.
Out to?
We I went out with Alina. We all know who that is, the girl that took our photos.
So where'd you guys go?
Went to Sayers, which is a really great spot Tuesday nights and Thursday nights. You know, and I like it because it's very like dark and exclusive, and it's not like a club. Like they have a live music. And it's really cool.
Right.
And they have all different, you know, bands all the time. And Rumor Willis is always there Tuesday night. She's really good. Demi Moore and Bruce Willis's daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, she's excellent performer.
What does she do? She sings?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, she had an earlier show last night, so I didn't get a chance to see her last night. But we saw another band. It was like a little bit of Daylight or something. And they were so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like these people that you've never heard of, and they get up on stage, and you're like, oh, my gosh, they're going to be huge. That was amazing. But, yeah, I love that spot. But just, you know, just the way guys act, you know, to try to get, like, I'm not a rude person. Like, I'm not a total bitch. Like, if you're going to try to talk to me, like, I'll be polite and I'll talk back to you. Like, no, I'm not going to give my number out to every guy that says hello to me. But, you know, I won't be mean. I'll be nice. I'll talk to you. You know, and unless you're doing something really inappropriate or really stupid. But last night, it was towards the end of the night, and, you know, we're saying bye to our friends. And this guy, notice he keeps, like, kind of like, you know, like bumping into me, and I'd kind of look, and he'd be like, oh, sorry, and I'd be like, okay, and then by like the third time, I'm thinking, okay, if you want to talk to me, like, don't try to, like, get my attention that way, like, say, hello, my name is so-and-so, what's your name, how are you doing, you know, like, don't try to, like, you know, use different tactics to, like, get my attention.
Like, bump you?
Yeah, and I'm thinking, whatever. So finally, you know, my friends, you know, saying their goodbyes, we're about to leave. And then, as we're about to leave, he decides to be like, what's your name?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm Mia, what's yours? You know, he tells him what his name is, we shake hands, I'm like, it's very nice to meet you. And, yeah, he's like, so how are you doing tonight? I'm like, I'm good, I'm just, you know, getting tired, because, you know, I need to go home and go to sleep. I have to be up early in the morning. So, yeah, and I'm looking over at Alina like, come on, let's go. And he was very cute.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Don't get me wrong. He was adorable looking. But I was already turned off by the way he was trying to get my attention. And so we start to leave. And then he's looking at Alina like, oh, hi, who are you? You know, they're introducing to each other. And we're, you know, she's like, yeah, we're starting to leave now. So bye.
Yeah.
And he goes to her and he says, oh, can you get my number for your friend? Thinking, Really? Yeah, you can't just ask me that yourself? Uh-huh. Like, you're already doing weird things to get my attention. Now you can't even be man enough to ask me for my number yourself? You're trying to go through my friend?
Right.
Because you're, like, scared or embarrassed? Like, guys, don't be like that. Just have confidence. Yeah. I mean, don't be like a cocky asshole, but just have confidence. Like,
that's true. And
know
what's
what
the worst
you want
thing that
and
can
go
happen?
After it.
Yeah.
Like, oh
the worst
God.
Thing that can happen is she'll say no, and that's it. You know,
right.
It's not the end of the world.
Right. That's the
what
thing.
You're saying.
I mean, and yeah, and granted, I'm sure it is hard for guys, especially in L.A., because a lot of girls are bitches. Yeah. Like, they'll be really rude about it.
Really?
Yeah, and that's, you know, not nice. Yeah. You know, the only time I was, you know, a bitch was towards the end of the night. We stopped at 7-Eleven to get some snacks because they wanted chips. I'm like, all right. So we get in the car, and all of a sudden, this guy comes up to her car. We're in the car, and she has the car running. Mm-hmm. And this guy is knocking on her window and is, like, trying to talk to us. And I'm like, don't, just pull away. Don't even go. Like, that's scary.
Yeah.
Like, well, what if he needed help? Like, then go call the police. Like, whoa, you do not do that. That is not the way you try to talk to a girl. They're in the car, like, whatever, they're in the car. You don't try to invade their personal space like that. Oh, that was so creepy. I was like, drive away. I'm like, she's like, what does he want? I'm like, I don't know, but I don't want to know. That's scary.
Yeah. That's the thing, you see, about personal space. That's what I couldn't find when I went to Israel, you know, because people do bump into you all the time, and they, the way they drive, the way they walk and stuff. And but that reminded me of that, you know. So, yeah, you need personal space, and when people invade it, it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. Really, really.
So this guy banging on the wall also on the window also wanted to. To flirt with you guys or something, or did he have some
other
agenda?
I don't know what he wanted. Oh. He just looked creepy.
Yeah.
Like, it was something more than just like, oh, a guy that wants to talk to a car full of girls. Like, no, it was like he was scary looking.
Yeah, it was scary, huh?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, pull away, drive, go.
I know. Some people are suckers for things like that, like me, you know. I mean, I see every time I go by the ATM, this woman comes with her wheelchair begging for money, and I could never say no to her, you know?
Oh.
And yeah, it happens a lot, you know, where you know, you want to be nice to people and stuff, and but it's not necessarily wanting to be nice. It's just, I think, who you are, you know. And I mean, when I see someone in trouble and they're asking for some money, I figured, you know, give them a meal or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah, see, that I'll do. I will give them food. Like,
right.
We used to do that all the time.
Or
downtown
money for
Chicago,
food, right. Yeah.
We would be, you know, walking. We'd have, like, leftovers in our hands, walking back to the car. And if we'd see, you know, some homeless people, be like, here you go.
Yeah.
But sometimes they get pissed about that.
Really, yeah.
Like, one time, somebody actually said, bitch, I don't want food, I want money. I was like, wow, okay. That's one ungrateful homeless person. I mean, that sounds like an oxymoron. Like, that doesn't even make sense. An ungrateful homeless person. Like, come on, I'm giving you food.
Uh-huh.
And you, like, swat it away and say that you want money. It's like, okay, well, that just tells me that you'd rather get alcohol or drugs.
Right.
Cause...
Well, yeah. But remember, I mean, these people, most of them are mentally ill and things like that. So they don't think straight. You know?
Right, yeah.
And we judge them based on our... attitude and behavior and outlook, but they're totally different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I see them, it breaks my heart, you know, and you just go, okay, so I'll help one or two, but how many of them can I help, you know?
Right.
It's just crazy. Anyway, I think our guest is calling, so let's go ahead and take this.
Hi.
Good morning.
Helen,
you're on.
Chen.
Yes, Helen Chen.
Hey, hi, how are you?
Good. Good morning. Thank you for calling in. How are you?
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah. Are you calling us from L.A.?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, nice. Well, you should have come in if I knew you were in L.A. I didn't realize that. So,
that's all right.
Is this, how long have you lived in L.A.?
Maybe 20 years.
Oh, wow. So this is your home here.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Where are you from originally?
Taiwan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So you've been here in the country for 20 years or in L.A. for 20 years? Both?
LA is about like this. Maybe in America a little bit longer. I originally was from Boston.
Oh, nice. Yeah, very
okay.
nice.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, so you're a matchmaker. Explain to us what that means. What exactly do you do?
Matchmaker, actually, I just my people's business, and then that's what I like. And then I like to see the single person, then I attack them.
Yeah.
And then I just try to ask them and why, and then, you know, make sure they actually become one to marry. And that's what happened to people call me the matchmaker of century, because I actually talking to the people who don't want to marry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's why.
With the people who don't want to marry?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's so why I'm not like a, you know, the idea is a little bit like a traditional, right? You're a matchmaker, but then basically matchmaker in the traditional, people want to marry.
Right.
But then I'm facing the people who don't want to marry and then who don't believe in, you know, they can have a nice marriage, and then they who don't want to have a baby, and then I ask them to marry and they have a baby.
Well,
that's what I do.
Yeah. So now, why do you go after people that don't want to get married? What's the thinking behind that?
Basically, is because if people want to marry, right, then they don't need my help, right?
Oh,
because they go to marry. I mean,
no,
they will find a way.
But they have to find someone first. Isn't that what
yes.
you do? Yeah, you
yes.
introduce people.
But the find someone is not really, really the bigger problem, right? If
uh-huh.
you really want to marry, right, you're looking, right? So
right.
usually you in the college and in the school and in the working place and, you know,
right.
you date and, you know, you have the attention. You want to marry. Usually people, 85% of people, they made it, right?
Yeah.
And the people who keep going complain they don't find somebody, actually they don't really want to marry or they're not qualified.
Yeah, that's true. So so how did it come about that you became a matchmaker? What did you feel qualified you to do this?
When I was young, you know, I already very much interested about this, and then I talking to the people, they usually has this type of problem, like, oh, I like the guy, but what do I do? And, you know, it's for kind of consulting people, you know.
Right.
I started very early age already doing that. It just naturally happened. Then after I grow up, I find out I have this type of talent, and why not make it, you know, more serious, and
that's
then just
true.
Really looking into it because I like it so much.
Right.
And also my philosophy, right? I write 20 books. My new book is going to come out next month.
Right.
I have another
wow.
two books comes out.
So
the book I'm talking about is like, you basically, you want to marry and you want to, you know, have a people go into this right direction. I believe in this track. I believe in, basically, I promote the philosophy that people should marry.
Oh, really?
So I actually talk about it.
Right. Now, why do you think that is? Why are people better off married?
There's so many reasons, right? It's like you're looking at human history, like, you know, you need to have a foundation as a family. You see, every person walking in the world, they have a father and mother.
Right.
Every single one.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the children, what the children want, is they like their parents. They want the parents happy. They want the parents together. Every
mm-hmm.
children want that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the things that are hurting children most is not because family don't have money. The things that are hurting the children and making the baby not happy the most is the parents are fighting and the parents are separate and parents are not together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
right.
and every children want to know who is their father, who is their mother.
Right.
And it was so natural. So it's like a really, really basically to have the society nice, right?
Right.
You need to have a good family.
Right.
And the good family, you need to have a good marriage. And that's why I promote the good marriage. And then I really believe in love. So I always, my moral to say is in love we trust.
Right.
So it's very, very important. I always tell the people, it's like, you know, you need to have a good society. You want to have a good marriage. So I actually, my philosophy is people should get married and happier, not just only because of family and children, right? But also it's a person, man looking for another woman and woman looking for man. It's a couple. And then they call the best half. It's like a, because they're making one.
Right.
It's like it's just half and half, and you become one. It's not because you're individually woman and individual man. So it's like you together you make it one. So that's a one and only. It's like you want to be another person. And all the people, naturally, when we grow up, we want to fall in love. That's why so many love songs. That's why so many love stories. That's why so many love movies. and we never get tired about it.
That's true.
So it's like so important for people want to be in love. And in the natural, everyone wants it. Even they say they don't want to marry. Even they say, oh, they don't want to date. Or they say, oh, they don't believe in love. Or they believe single is very good. Whatever they say, deep inside their heart, they just cannot get it. If they have, they want to.
Right. Mm-hmm. So now, do you promote marriage also for people that don't necessarily have kids? I mean, what's the point in getting married at that point?
The marriage is many, many things. For example, like a statistic shows, right, that married couple, the people who actually have children or marry, they're healthier, and then they have they're making more income, and they actually are better in the working time. They have a more responsibility and everything. And statistics shows they really have a more income. So it's very important for the people who marry because they learn how to deal with other people. For me, marry, sure, you enjoy to be falling in love. But more than that, marriage is a part of progress of improving self.
Oh.
So it's very important if you marry, you actually learn a lot of things a single person never learned.
Really? Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Like how to cook or something, right?
More than that.
Wow.
Yes, you do that, and then you learn how to sleep, you know, how to fight for to have one cover or something. But the thing is, like, when you marry, you drill more in communication.
Right.
You see, basically, together, you talk. It's not really that much of a, sure, you fight and you do all kinds of things, but then they're including the communication. And if you're alone, you talk less.
Right.
And that making you progress less also.
Oh, really? So it's important to talk and socialize with people. That's what you're saying.
Yes, yes.
Right.
And you understand better about, oh, what happened to woman? Oh, what happened to man? You know?
Right.
Oh, wow, I know I can experience something like, oh, if I say this, oh, how come she's so angry? And then, well, why I do this? He's so angry. You know, it's like a single person never understands this.
Right.
And this is one of the very important process in life. You need to keep going learning to making people actually more mature and happier and satisfied. And to learn this, the best one of the way is marry. Because when you marry, then sure, you know, you have a lot of problems, even the father-in-law, mother-in-law. But that was the fun. That was why you want to have a life. Life is there to have a problem. You see, people try to avoid the problem. That is really wrong. In my book, I say very clearly, if you have a big problem, you have a big happiness. If you have a small problem, you have a small happiness. If you have a no problem, you have a no happiness.
Really? Okay, well, I don't know. It's sort of like counterintuitive.
So how does it work with you? Like, do you find someone that doesn't want to get married? Do you convince them to want to get married first, then you help them find somebody? Or do you help them find somebody and then hope that they fall in love and then want to get married?
I never
really stress so much of a find somebody. It's because that is the one of confusion, and that was kind of puzzle people actually don't quite understand. People keep going believe that's because no right one, because there's no white horse princess. You know, there was no the best, the beautiful girl, you know.
Right.
It's not really true. The thing is, when you marry, you have to be independent. You have to have self-confidence. You have to be want to, and you have to be independent so much yourself, mature.
Right.
Then you can with another person. Not because the other person complete you or the other person making you to become so mature. No, it's not like that.
Right.
It's you very mature and you wanted to, and you meet another person so you work it out. See, all the people who divorce, it's not because they don't have the right husband or the right wife. It's because they are not mature, and that's why they divorce. It's not because they cannot find another person. If they already find another person, why they divorce? So that's another thing. But then why the divorced woman, they regret it? Why the divorced man, they actually thinking, you know, the marriage was good, but then they just didn't make it, you know? It's because most of the women, they want a divorce. They, after divorce, they all told me they like their ex-husband. You know, it's very, very sad because I'm in the marriage consulting business for so many years. I find out all the divorced people actually regret it.
Right.
At least 80%. So it's so sad. Why so? So it's not find the person. It's like once that person there, can you cherish them? Do you want to marry them? A lot of people meet the right person. They give up. You see? That is heartbroken seeing that. So it's like, well, you meet the right person. Why you give up? Why you don't want to marry the person? You see, right. They still have a fear. But the person was so good.
Right.
You know, I see a lot of men mm-hmm. qualified to be a husband, but woman don't want to marry him. Or like you see the woman, it's so beautiful and everything, but then men still don't want to marry her. And what is that? It's because the individual not really successfully mature and independent.
Right.
They're not really that mature.
So
that's
when
the problem.
So when people divorce at a later age, you still say they're not mature if they're like 70 years old and they decide to get married?
Yes,
come on,
yes.
I mean, they've got to be mature
like
by
then. For example, like my mom and my father, they just passed the diamond anniversary, you know, 60 years. You know, I still call my mom on the dog because she's still so mean and, you know, yell him and, you know, really naive and, you know, bad temper. And
right.
You see, she already over 80. Very, very much. I call it on the dog. That means it's not mature and still so much like to fight. And she's still very bad temper and she's still so much of so many way, only her way or freeway. You know, she is not negotiable. And that is very, very not mature.
Right.
So it's not to do with age. It's to do with personality. Some people in the 20, you know, I marry somebody, they in the 20, they already married. They're very mature. They're willing to talk. They're willing to care. You know, that is different. Not because of age, it's because of personality. What do you learn?
I see. Now, so you know, I mean, I believe that in order to marry someone, it's you got to really want to be with them for the rest of your life, you know. And I think that sometimes people just grow apart, you know. I mean, people change, don't you think, Helen?
Yes. And when you making the decision, if you really want to together with somebody, right?
Right.
Once that decision made, if that decision is so strong, you see people cope with everything because the basically idea is you want it together. Right. Marriage is not anything like you're rich or you're poor. It's you want to be together. You see, we see a lot of the marriage couple, you know, even after husband's sick or wife's sick or cancer, you see, they didn't divorce.
Right.
You see, nobody because of a sickness or divorce, you see. So they're together. And what is that? Because they make a decision they want it together. And people change, yes. But how about ourselves? We change too.
That's true.
Talking about very simple things. When you was kid, the color, you like it. Now you don't like it. You see? And you like a different color. Or you're changing even your diet. Some people even become vegetarian, you know, whatever. I mean, a lot of drastically change. But that... if you still wanted the marriage, that don't bother you because everybody changes. Every 5-10 years, people change. It's very natural. Your sleeping way changing, your dress way changing, your job change. You know, people have to move from east to go to west to go, you know, even countries. So people are changing all the time, but why the marriage continue? Because you want to be together. So when you're mature, you could deal with, you could cope with. But if you are not really so mature, you even couldn't move out another city. And then you have to break up, you know, because, you know, now you don't have this job. But then not enough money, then you cry and then you want a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not mature, you know. So it's like
a
very important, it's like you making decision. Like a Chinese say, you marry to chicken, you follow chicken. You marry dog, you follow dog.
Right. Okay. But, you know, in today's society, we have the freedom to decide to change our mind. You know, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's like you don't have to stay with the dog if you don't want to.
Right. And then that's why the divorce rate keeps going higher.
Right.
And the thing is, people are not really happier.
Right.
You know, the divorce rate is every 4 couple, 1 couple in America.
Yeah.
So it's very, very high. And why so? You see, because now people is iPhone, iPad, everything. I, you know, it's just like, okay, what I like to do. You know, I don't care what you want to do. If you don't do what I want to do, okay, finish, you know, break up.
Right.
And that is not really happier. And that's not really, I mean, the high tech, and it's really wonderful. We have a lot of high technology now, but the very important is that you still need to know for the love, we need to negotiate, we need to be cooperate with each other, and that making us happier, because it's no different than a company or a group, you know. Everybody keep on changing job, what is good about for the company, you know. Everybody, you know, every 3 months changing job because they hire a salary or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's still very good you have a team to work with.
Right. Now, you know, so my question is this, though. I mean, if this requires hard work in order to keep the relationship together, is it really worth it? I mean, shouldn't a relationship be like something that you enjoy doing rather than to work hard at it?
Yes, you're working hard on it. But then whatever you're working hard at, you know, it's a God bless you. Because when you're working hard, when the fruit comes out, you touch deeper. You see, the flower is better, and you feel the fruits is sweeter. It's after I married so long myself. It's so beautiful every time when you see there's a person still next to you and loving right. you. I mean, that rewarding is just unbelievable. Just like you raise the baby. You know, you see the children grow up, and then your kids, you know, graduate from the college or something. It's being a mom, being father. I mean, how much you're proud of. It's just unbelievable joy.
Right.
And I'm thinking that's part of life we are actually expecting on. And right. that's what we like about the love. We want to see the fruits. It's the same thing with you running the business. Sure, you went through a lot of hardship. You know, you right. went to about maybe, you know, almost bankrupt or even bankrupt or whatever. But whatever you do, if you still do what you like to do, you actually satisfied more than anybody can teach you to told you. And you looking at that marriage, you know, when you have this anniversary, it's very touching because this person was you that long. And
right.
that really means something. And the top of first 3 years is very harsh, very difficult. But then when you go through that after marriage, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, it is beautiful. And no matter what, you go together to have a family, to have a children. That things is very stable, very foundation of our life. And
right.
that is very beautiful. And I'm thinking, I never see anybody say, I don't like the family. It doesn't matter, me, no, man or woman. They
right.
all like it. One day you become a grandfather, you become a grandmom. You love it.
Right, yeah. It sustains the society. I think without family, we wouldn't survive the way we have. So, Helen, you've written a book. It's called The Matchmaker of the Century. Tell us a little bit about the book. What did you include in there?
Basically, I'm talking about the true story, the way I counsel people. There's a real story because people now, you know, I also making the documentary film because people want to see the reality. They want to see the fact. They want to see the true story. So there was a true story how I matchmaking all these people and all these couple. And also I'm talking about my philosophy. One of the main thing is you should date after you marry. You see, you don't date before you marry. And that was one of the reasons, one of the philosophy I talk in the book. Because people now are dating too much before they marry. You know, that is not healthy.
Really? So you're talking about dating the person you're going to marry?
Yes.
Yeah.
After you marry him, then you date him rest of your life. Instead of you keep going dating so many people, and then you're actually taking care of other people's husband or other people's wife.
Right.
You see, you marry, you know, then you date. This is the best way and the most safe way you date your spouse. You
right.
date your husband and wife.
Right.
You know, so everything you do is do for yourself. Instead of a man, they spend so much money, you know, buy the flower and dating the woman and give the gift. And then, you know, you go to the honeymoon, you know, it's like you do a lot of the Valentine's Day, you know, and then you do this type of your New Year and whatever. And then you spend so much money, but then at the end, that's somebody else's wife and not your wife. So what?
Yeah, definitely don't mess with someone else's wife, you know.
Oh, no.
It's just
bad
not,
idea.
It's not worth it, you know. I mean, there's so
yeah,
many there's
see?
So
oh,
many
you got it.
Yeah, there's so many men and women out there. Why would you want to go with someone who's married?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. You know, like a woman, you know, go to clean people's house and then, you know, try to helping men to do so many things. You taking care of other people's husband. I mean, for what? You know, I don't think that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I love your philosophy. You're definitely counterintuitive, but there's a lot to learn from what you're saying. The book
it's
is
reality for nowadays. People's life is so fast.
Right.
You need to thinking in different way of a past. You don't go with this old day, but in the old day, people marry earlier, see? So
right.
they have a less disciple problem. But now people doing so late age, 30-something, you know?
Mm.
That's why your time, your thinking, you have to change in your mind, your attitude. Otherwise, you're going the wrong way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So now in Boston, you are also a matchmaker, right?
That time I'm not really professional like now I'm doing. Now I'm not really like a professional. I do it for my habit, but then now I'm more concentrated because it's almost like a part of my life I'm doing this because I'm so interested.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So
yes.
I actually doing the past about maybe 10 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you if it's different, if it's more difficult to match make in LA
young.
Or Boston.
That time I'm too young to do it, I guess.
Yeah. Is it? I mean,
now I'm a consultant, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Well, the book is The Matchmaker of the Century by Helen Chen, And I imagine you can find that anywhere that books are sold. And
yes,
do you have
you can find the Barnes & Noble, you can find the A-Book and all that, Apple and
great. E-book. Now, do you have a website as well that people can check out?
Yeah, exactly. It's called thematchmakeroftheCentury.com.
Right.
So easy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not the matchmaker, but matchmakeroftheCentury.com, I see, right?
Yes,
I'm having to correct you, you see.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, I do have the love seminar. I run every other month, you know, 1 month in Taiwan or other country, and then in the U.S., 1 month in U.S., you know. It's a love seminar. People actually get coming for the workshop and working about it and talking about the love and talking about what is their question about the relationship, these kind of things, you know.
Right.
So it's like I regularly do it. So if you go to this my website, thematchmakeroftheCentury.com, people can see all this information, like when have this love seminar. They can join this workshop.
I see. And if someone wants you to match them, can they just contact you and you'll do that?
Yes. Just go on to the website and talk about it. People leave the message and then we talk about it. Sometimes people have a question. And, yeah, I'll answer them.
Sounds good. Well, Helen, thank you so much. You're very informative, very refreshing, I think, in your opinions. And you seem to be, you have strong opinions about it, and I'm sure you had a lot of time to think about all these things.
Yeah, I just really promoted that we should all the lovers, you know, find that they have good family, and then they really, really, don't be shy, don't be afraid, go to get married.
Right.
Really important to this message I want to get out for people. Go get married.
Right. Now, let me ask you this real quick. If I came to you and I said, okay, match me, how do you go about this? I mean, do you have like a pool of women that you can choose from, or do you go and look for someone new that you don't know
well,
yet?
That too. I mean, if you want me to choose for you, but usually these type of people are very little. So it's more important is that you choose for yourself. You need to know yourself very firm what you want.
Right.
Most of the people don't really know what they want, so I need to work with them actually for a while. Mm. And while I'm working with them, then they usually find someone. And when they really know what they want, then usually no problem to marry.
Oh, okay.
So basically, it's that they don't know what they want. You'd be surprised. Like, you know, mm-hmm. you choose a husband is 10 times more difficult than choose a job.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So you need to know what you want. You know, you need to know what kind of type and what kind of salary, where you want to work. And, you know, it's like a looking for a job. You know, it's the same feeling, you know, that kind of idea. It's just different qualification. But you need to know what you want.
Right.
And most of people just don't really know. And when I start to ask them questions, they start to think. You see? So if you start to, like, really working on, if you really exactly know what you want, it's not too far.
Right.
You will know how to do it.
I see. Okay, well, sounds good. So, I mean, obviously you've got a lot of experience with this. So everybody go out, get the book, The Matchmaker of the Century. The website is matchmakeroftheCentury.com. Helen Chen, thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope everybody really read the book and then find your match.
Yes, absolutely. And when you have time, maybe we'll invite you to the studio as well. So
yes,
we can take
yes.
more time and talk about this, and maybe you can match us with someone, too.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. You guys sound really nice person. You should marry.
Okay, well.
Yes, I will come to the studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Helen.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I always like talking to matchmakers because they figured out human nature, you know? And,
yeah.
They know. I mean, she came back at me with every question I had. She had an answer.
Oh, yeah, that was, she was on it, man.
Just friggin' get married.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I wanted to bring this up because this is related. They're saying that many singles now maybe expect or ask you to run your credit report so they can see, because the thing is, some people are saying, you know, if you have bad credit, I don't want to marry you.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're saying it's a deal breaker for many, you know. So, yeah, like 20% of males and 30% of females said that they won't marry a person with low credit score. Wow. That's pretty interesting. So, yeah, everybody, you got to start paying your bills, man.
Yeah. Yeah, because if that, you know, that could bring the other person down if you're, like, attached to that, if you, you know.
I know. But, you know, on the one hand, it makes sense, you know, just like those prenuptial agreements and stuff you know, it's not so romantic to do, but at the same time, you want to do it to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think this thing with the credit report they may have a point there. I don't know, but I don't necessarily think so. I mean, some people have difficult times sometimes, and then they recover and all that stuff. I don't think it reflects on your personality at all. Maybe it shows a little bit on your responsibility with money. But I don't know that I would choose a partner based on that.
You know?
I mean, it's I don't know. It doesn't make sense. I mean, people get irritated when potential employers want to look at their credit report.
Right.
So
yeah.
now people that are dating are going to do that. You know?
Yeah. Or even when you're moving into like a new apartment or something, and you have to, you know, they have to run all that kind of stuff too, like background checks and credit checks and all that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Makes sense.
And talking about happy, I guess they're saying that the happiest ages.
I heard about this.
Yeah, you'll be glad to know it's
23 and 69, right?
69.
Yeah.
Wow. So you saw that somewhere.
Yes. My mom and I were Skyping last night, and she saw it, and she was telling me about it.
Uh-huh.
And, and it was saying, like, some of, like, the lower points are like your mid-50s, and she's, reading about it, but she's like, that's dead on, because that's kind of, where she is. But she's like, it's good to know that things will start to look up soon, things are going to get better, and, just, because that's the time when your, parents start to, get sick, and you have to take care of them, she's got a lot on her shoulders right now with, my grandmother, who has dementia, so she can't do anything for herself.
Wow.
And it's tough for my mom right now to be there and take care of her with all that, and she's like, well, it's good to know that eventually things are gonna start looking up. So I'm like, exactly, Ma.
Yeah.
Things will get better, I promise.
Yeah. I don't know. Many 23-year-olds don't seem to me like to be very stable, but.
I feel like ever since I turned 23, like, my life turned around.
Really?
100%. Wow. Hands down. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we're saying it's so dead on, because that's totally how it is. Like, literally, after my birthday, all of a sudden, things just really took off for me. Yeah.
There you go. So you're part of the statistics here.
Yes, I am. I feel so special now.
And you know what? I'm not looking forward to 69. You know what? If you can't be happy before that, I don't care.
Yeah.
69 is up there.
Life in general is a big roller coaster. It's always gonna be ups and downs, but
right. Yeah.
But yeah, generally, as far as these statistics go.
Yeah.
Now,
have you heard that Anthony Weiner is back in the news
Showing his wiener.
Showing his wiener once again.
Oh, he is back on the prowl. Look out, lady.
Yeah.
What is it, Carlos Danger?
Yeah, that's what he called himself.
I mean,
come on, man. Obviously, I mean, the man has a problem because, he already ruined his political career once.
Yeah.
And now he's doing it again.
He's got a wife and a baby.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, and his wife is pretty nice looking. And, I mean, she probably, really loves him if she stays with him through all this,
Yeah, I know. She's like, oh, if I'm willing to stick by him and support him, then, so should you him being mayor or whatever. That's what he's running for, I guess. But, I mean, that's just disgusting.
She did say that he needs to go to rehab or something, I think, to work on his problem. Because otherwise, I can't imagine why people would do something like this,
It's like this whole sexting revolution.
And it's crazy, it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
So, you got to be careful in what you do out there, because technology is very, it's just so vast that
Right.
There's a lot of room for mistakes.
And especially if you're running for something. I mean, it's like people's jobs of like your right. opponent to go out and look for dirt on you.
Right.
Like, why would you risk doing anything stupid at all?
Right.
Like,
well, that's
who
why
are
it's
you?
A problem because, you
especially
know,
if, yeah.
sex drive makes people do crazy, crazy things. You
yeah,
know?
It does.
It really does. Because otherwise you can't explain it. There's no rational explanation, you know?
Yeah, and... It was. I feel like it was the same thing with Eva Longoria, mm-hmm. and when she married Tony Parker from the San Antonio Spurs.
Right.
And funny story, actually. Well, it's not really funny. I guess I'm interesting mm-hmm. and ironic. I remember being on Facebook kind of when I first moved out here, mm-hmm. and there was, you know, a Facebook of. You know, Tony Parker, and he was talking to me, but I'm thinking, well, this can't actually be him, I uh-huh. mean, you know, and he'd be like, oh, I just get so, you know, lonely sometimes, and, you know, blah, 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 and, you know, like, I want to know you, I want to meet you, like, come to, you know, San right. Antonio, but I'm thinking, first of all, no, because you're probably not even the real thing, and second of all, like, I know your wife. Like, I worked on Desperate Housewives before. Like, come on, bro. Like, ew. You know, you have a total knockout wife. I mean, she's right. amazing. And she's, like, a really good human being, too, with, like, charities and everything.
Right.
And, you know, and I'm just thinking, no way. But then after this all came out, I'm thinking back, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Maybe that really was him.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. I know. Like... A victim of his, like, you know, potential, you know, online, you know, dating. I mean, obviously, yeah. I, you know, never took it far because I was the one to be like, oh, dude, cool your jets. Like, I appreciate all the compliments, but, I mean, no, like, you are married and your wife is awesome. So why are you even bothering
yeah.
with this? So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Men need younger women. That's just evolution. What are you going to do? You know, but,
yeah, but she looks so young. She's like amazing looking for her age.
Yeah, but still, she's in her 40s, right? No.
Yeah, no.
Maybe 50s?
No. She's younger than that, I think. I don't know exactly.
She's got to be in her 40s.
But yeah. Either way, I mean, she's awesome.
Yeah,
and
well,
she deserves better, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the thing is, that's why we have Google, so we don't... wow, you're right. She's only 38.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I thought she was older than that.
No.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he does have a hot wife, and I don't get
it. Well, did.
Yeah,
they're not together anymore.
Oh, really? They're not together anymore?
Yeah, no, they got divorced.
Oh. Yeah?
Was
he like...
And it was like because of that. So I'm saying later on that came out that he was
really?
Having like these like sexting like online relationships.
Wow.
As well as probably other like, you know, real relationships on the side. But
right.
that's a problem with dating like athletes and stuff, man. Mm. Like, I don't, man,
they,
I don't
they
know.
They think they're bigger than life.
Because they're always traveling.
Right.
So, I mean, and they're, you know, famous athletes. So anywhere they go. Some girl's just going to want to fuck him just to say that she fucked the, you know, pitcher of the Phillies or something. Like, you know what
That's
I mean?
True.
Like, they're,
That's
you know, they're, especially in, like, these small towns, you know, and they're, you know, on the road and traveling. I mean... You know, that's kind of like a celebrity thing.
That's true.
You know, we're here, LA. Yeah. We got, you know, we got actors. We don't, you know, we don't need to lust after athletes. Although, you know, I'm a huge, huge sports fan, but not in that kind of way. It's not like, I don't know.
You like the sports, but you're not going to bet the players.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I get it. All right.
There
well, this is it for today, Mia. Thank you so much for being you.
Ah, thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you for being you, Sam. You're awesome.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show, or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia,
is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.